Yes, Igeres HaTshuva, Paddock Test, 387 at the bottom of these Tanyas, 196 on top of the old Tanyas. We're four lines in the end of the page. The last thing we were talking last week was Tshuva Ilah. Right? Tshuva Ilah. Tshuva Ilah has nothing to do with sins. That's the level of Bina. The lower level of Tshuva that you ruined and you brought Hashem into exile, so that's the hay that you have to return back to where it came from. The Tshuva Ilah, that's a higher level of Tshuva, meaning to become back closer to Hashem. As great as you are, and the Alter Rebbe told him, even the tzaddikim are going to do tshuva, because as great as you are, you need to become even greater, right? Get closer to Hashem. And he says, how does a person become closer to Hashem? So he says, your intellect should be what Hashem's intellect is, your desires, your midas, your emotions should be what Hashem wants. And now he says the same thing, thought, speech, and action. V'cheina machshava, the same thing, how do you connect yourself to Hashem? When your thought is connected b'machshavta yizbarich with Hashem's thought, v'adibur b'dvar Hashem zu halacha, and the speech, the word of Hashem, which is halacha, like it says, v'asim dvarim b'ficha b'alteira, the pasuk says, Hashem says, I will put my words in your mouth, meaning when a person learns Torah, they're actually learning Hashem's words. Or another pasuk says, udvarei asher samti b'ficha, my words that I put in your mouth. So then, in other words, how does a person have tshuva ilah, connection? That is by becoming one with Hashem. It's nothing to do with sins. You can be a very great tzaddik to become greater. How do you become greater? Work with your intellect to connect Hashem's intellect, your midas to Hashem's midas, your thought to Hashem's thought, your speech to Hashem's speech, v'maisa, an action, which primarily is maisa tzedakah, the action of tzedakah, lahachis ruach shfalim, to give life to the people that are low, down and out, so to speak. Like it says, sheishis yamim asa Hashem, that Hashem made the world in 6 days, meaning the world is asiyah, this is a world of action, which is the level of tzedakah. V'zuhi is dapkus rucha berucha. And this is the way a Jew clings our spirit to Hashem's spirit. Betachlis hadveikis, with the ultimate level of connection, by yichud and unity, that comes from love. Okay? So he says like this, what is the definition of tshuva ilah? The person becomes completely, like it says, b'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, with all your heart and all your soul. That means every part of your being, your intellect, your emotions, thought, speech, and action, is connected to Hashem. That's it. Learning, davening, mitzvahs. And then he says like this, Ofi shepegam habris. The Alter Rebbe asked a question before, at the beginning of Tanya, at the beginning of Igeres HaTshuva. The Alter Rebbe asked a question, it's brought down that for wasting seed, tshuva doesn't help. So he asked the question, but nothing gets in the way of tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe quoted before the answer that you need tshuva ilah, the higher level of tshuva. When the Gemara says, Rashi Chochma says tshuva doesn't help, it means the lower level of tshuva. But the higher level of tshuva helps. He says, why do you need for that sin the higher level of tshuva? So he says, by blemishing the covenant, meaning blemishing the bris, by wasting seed, or committing adultery, or shad isure bi, or any other forbidden relations, whether they're biblical or rabbanim rabbinic. And he says, chamurim divrei seferim, in a certain respect, the Gemara says, rabbinic sins are even stricter than biblical sins. Pagan b'meach, because by wasting seed, you blemish the mind, lochein tiknu. Therefore, the chachamim said, how do you rectify blemishing the brain by creating a seed? And I'll explain in a second why. You have to learn Torah, which is tshuva ilah. Meaning like this. Creating seed comes from the brain. Okay, kids can't create seed to have a baby. It has to do with the level of das. Okay? In order to create, the Gemara says, Enkisha el das, the only way a man could create seed, semen, is through das hu seichel. Okay? So because in order to waste seed, to create the seed, they had to use their mind in negativity. So because they blemished their mind by wasting seed, so therefore the eitzah to fix it is only with bina, which is the higher level of tshuva. Therefore, the lower level of tshuva, what's brought down before, like you said, doesn't help. The only thing that helped is the higher level of tshuva, which is tshuva ilah. And that's what he brought down before. 1 second. Yeah. He says, Dalt Rebbe in Perek Dalet asks a question, that it says in the Zayar that tshuva doesn't help for zera levatolah, for wasting seed. So the Alter Rebbe says, what do you mean? It helps for every sin. Okay? So the Bereishis Chochma explained that the Zayar means the lower level of tshuva doesn't help. But the higher level of tshuva does help. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe is now explaining why do you need the higher level of tshuva. Because you intellectually sinned with your brain to create the seed that you wasted. So therefore, in order to fix it, you need to have the intellect of Bina, which is the level of Tshuva Ilah. And he said, Vizesh, Kasa B'Tanit Ve'Eliyo, this is what it says, we find in Tanit Ve'Eliyo, Adam Eved Aveda, V'Nishayev Misa Lamokim. Tanit Ve'Eliyo is actually a medrash. Some people say it's Eliyo Navi, some people say it wasn't. Whatever, it's Machlekes. But when a person did an Aveda, and he gets the death sentence, Mayase V'Yichya, what should a person, meaning what tshuva did he do to be able to live? Because he committed a sin that he gets capital punishment for. So it says like this, Im ha-yirago likris daf echod, if he was accustomed to read one page of Chumash, yikre beiv daf, he should read 2 pages. L'shanei perek echod, if he was accustomed to learn Mishnah, 1 chapter, he should learn 2 chapters. Because that's the higher level of tshuva. You see, what is it? Torah. You read 1 page, read 2 pages. Chumash. You learned Mishnah 1 perek, learn 2 chapters of perek. Why? And he says, "Kamashal chevel anifsek," like their famous analogy of a rope that tears. "V'chayze v'kayshre," and you retie it. "Shebemakom akesher," the place where you knotted, is kafal mechupal double than what it was before. When you have a rope, yeah, you have a rope. When it cut and you tie it, the knot is like a double knot. You know this. When you have a hernia and then you have surgery, so the surgery makes the hernia stronger than it was before. Because now when you have a double knot, so to speak, so then it makes it stronger. By the way, but there's an interesting question asked about this. L'chayr, if you have a rope, the rope is this long, yeah? And then you cut it. Remember you did an aveda, you cut the rope? Okay, now you're going to tie the rope. But l'chayr, the rope is shorter. So l'chayr, you are losing out by it. So the answer is, it's in essence, it's not shorter. In essence, the same blowing coming from Hashem, but on the contrary, the Alter Rebbe says it's double as strong. And therefore, how do you do tshuva for these sins? Instead of learning 1, you learn 2. Instead of giving 1, you give 2. Whatever. The same thing in the rope of Hashem's inheritance. What do you need to do to double it? Okay? But generally speaking, tshuva for sins is only the lower level of tshuva. For wasting seed, then you need the higher level of tshuva. V'zeh shomer ha-kosev, this is what the pasuk says, b'chesed v'emes yechuper avin. With chesed and emes, with ches kindness and truth, sins will be forgiven. V'ein emes elo teira. What is emes? Emes is teira. In other words, how do you get forgiveness? By learning teira. And that's, but that, by the way, is the higher level of tshuva. That's tshuva ilah. The higher level of tshuva is not negating the sin, not confession, not all that stuff, which is the lower level, to bring the Shekhinah back. This is a higher connection to Hashem. That connection to Hashem is through Teda. But they said not only Teda, intellect, mind, I mean feelings, thought, speech, and action. Basic Teda Mitzvah is what connects a person to Hashem. And by the way, this explains another interesting, just general point. People come along and they say, you ever speak to people that are not religious yet? And they say, I have my own connection to Hashem. They don't say Hashem. Me and God, we have our own connection to Hashem. Why do I need Torah and Mitzvahs to connect me to Hashem? It's a very important question, by the way. It's a realistic question. Why do I need Torah and Mitzvahs to connect me to God? I'm connected. But the answer to that is very simple. God is infinite, very infinite, and we are very finite. Okay? In order for us to connect to Hashem, it's mathematically impossible. Just impossible. Mathematically, philosophically, realistically, it's just impossible. Finite cannot connect to the infinite. The only way that can happen is because Hashem says, when you do this, you connect to me. You do this, you connect to me. You do this, you disconnect from me. Okay? So basically, to use a simple language, the connection to God got to be on God's terms, not ours. It can't be on our terms. Because we're limited. We're finite. How can we connect to the infinite God on our terms? The only way we're able to connect to Hashem is because it starts from Hashem. Hashem says, really, your actions are worthless. Really, your actions shouldn't be worth anything. But I am saying that your actions are worth everything, and your actions are worth the most possible, and therefore when you do a mitzvah, you connect to my essence. So a person come along and say, okay, I want to connect to God my own way. It's mathematically impossible. It has to be on Hashem's terms, not on our terms.
That's like the definition of orthodoxy in a way, isn't it? Because
I don't know what orthodoxy means.
No, but I mean like, quote unquote, when people, halacha, whatever, like.
The Rebbe didn't, the Rebbe didn't like classifying
Jews. Because I just see the people you meet that sound like they want to be spiritual, whatever, that's where they draw the line. Like they want to do it, you hear people say that.
They want to do it their way.
For you, but it's not like good for me, whatever, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's like, it's the season on Mother's Day, Father's Day, yeah? It has to be on the parents' terms, not the kids' terms. Kids say, okay, you'll be my parent on my terms. It doesn't work like that.
But if you do something from
the
world,
huh?
You do something from the Torah.
You disconnect,
but learning Torah
brings you back.
Torah brings you back.
It's right.
Something that you have to correct what you did wrong.
No, just learning Teda brings, but that's the higher level of tshuva. First, you have to get rid of the sin. You need to do lower tshuva, confession, and, you know. But the real connection that a Jew has with Hashem, even if they're a great tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, is by actually learning Torah. Learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, is what connects us to Hashem. Because it's Hashem's words, Hashem's seichel. Right? Torah is Hashem's wisdom. So when my wisdom learns Hashem, my brain, my wisdom, learns Hashem's wisdom, I'm connecting to Him. Right? When I speak Hashem's words, then I'm speaking, my speech is connected to Hashem. If I do a mitzvah, action mitzvah, it's a tzedakah, whatever, right? Hashem does tzedakah, so you do tzedakah, you're connecting to Hashem. You do any mitzvah, this is Hashem's mitzvah that He does. What's so funny? Laughing or
no?
Oh, no, thank you.
It's just like if you wrong somebody, first you have to go through the steps. You have to apologize to them. You don't just go, "Oh yeah, we're
right." Right. It's not gonna help. But then you still need to recreate a relationship. So that relationship is done through learning and doing mitzvahs. That's the only way a person can connect Hashem. How else can you connect your brain to Hashem? Our brain is limited. No matter, you could be a million Einsteins together. If you're limited, you're limited. And Hashem is unlimited. There's no way of getting it. The only way you're doing it is by connecting our brain to the unlimited Torah. So when we study Torah with our brain, we're connecting to Hashem's brain, Hashem's intellect. Right? Therefore, the Gemara says, Hidavik bedrachah, you have to follow in God's, Velachta bedrachah, you have to go in God's ways. So Gemara says, how can you go in God's ways? So it says, God is merciful, you be merciful. God gives tzedakah, you give tzedakah. God visits the sick, you visit the sick. So what do we gain by that? Because Hashem visits the sick, I have to visit the sick. When I visit the sick, then I connect myself to Hashem's visiting the sick. I learn mitzvahs, whatever it may be. Then my body, in its entirety, from my brain, through my emotions, to my action, which are basically the three parts of the body, head, heart, and lower part of the body, feet, right? Head, heart, and feet are the three parts of the body. Head represents intellect, heart represents the midas, and the feet represents action. So how do you connect Hashem in doing it that way? Of your head, your midas, and your feet, your action is connected to Hashem. But this, Alter Rebbe says, applies to every Jew, even if you don't sin. You need to reach a higher level of Kedusha. And so now he says like this, three or four lines to the end of the paragraph, of the chapter. Two lines to the end. Va'avim beis Eli, and the sin of Eli's house. There, Eli was a Kohen Gadol, his kids weren't behaving properly. So it says, v'zevach u'mincha einem ischaper, it doesn't get forgiven by a korban, by sacrifices. Alva miskaper b'terug milch sodom, but the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that it does get forgiven terug milch sodom. In other words, like this: certain averis, they did terrible sins with the kohuna and everything. But the bottom line is, you know, there's an expression in halacha, the Gemara, tevel v'shedet b'yodei. You're immersed in the mikvah to purify yourself. Meanwhile, you're holding a dead bug. I mean, so what type of purity is that? Okay? So somebody says, you know what? I'll sin, I'll bring sacrifices. But I'm not planning to stop sinning. I can afford it. What type of tshuva is that? That's not going to work. What needs to be done is Torah gemilas chasadim, meaning Torah mitzvahs. If a person does Torah mitzvahs, then they connect. Then they do tshuva. But the ideal, even though the Gemara says do it for the wrong reasons and it'll end up in whatever, the bottom line of it is, though, that the mitzvah has to permeate us. We're not doing it just to get rid of it. Habit. You know, okay, let's knock off the davening, let's knock off the learning, let's knock off the mitzvah, let's get rid of it. Then it's not you. It's like part of your essence becoming connected to Hashem's essence. If you're doing it only for that reason, then you're not really connecting. To get rid of it, get rid of the connection, let's knock it off and connect and plug in and get out. I mean, so the ideal is when learning and davening in the mitzvahs are done in, you feel it. It becomes one with you. Okay, you know what? Next week is Lag BaOmer.